You're listening to SBS News.
For 3 days, the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre was taken over by 80,000 members of Australia's community of gamers and cosplayers. It's been 3 years since participants were able to come to a PAX Australia event, the largest gaming festival in the country and the Southern Hemisphere. These attendees showed up dressed as their favourite video game character.
Yeah, it's been a decent amount of effort. All of these, all of our armour suits are all 3D printed. It was 1,300 hours of printing and then another about 300 hours of man hours to sand, prime, paint, get it all ready. This is the first time I've ever done cosplay before, so I love it. It's so good.
Oh, it feels like nothing else on earth. There's nothing that can compare to being back amongst your people, and that's why PAX says welcome home.
Having this to look forward to at the end of each year has always been a highlight. It's been really tough without it, but it's really nice to be back.
At the heart of the video gaming and costume play or cosplay culture is the fascination with role-playing, improvisation and strategy. Participants can take on the role of a character and follow a compelling story with others. Dungeons and Dragons in the 1970s had a huge influence on how gaming has evolved to encompass storylines to appeal to more diverse communities, including people with neurodiverse conditions, physical disabilities, and those who identify as LGBTIQ+. 26-year-old Harry Asbury travelled from Perth to be at the festival. There he took the opportunity to surprise his partner of 10 years with a marriage proposal.
We're both actually pop culture geeks, and we actually like the video games and the tabletop, and thought, right, PAX is the best place to actually do it. Okay, so my partner was actually a famous character from the Dream SMP Minecraft. She was called Mumza, and I was actually her partner's name, Filza. So basically, we went to the Australian Broadband Internet booth section. We basically got down on one knee, and she was happy, I was happy, she said yes.
Gabby Garner, age 24, says the moment was perfect.
And then Harry got down, and I was like, oh, what you doing there? And he had something shiny, and then I noticed it was the ring, and he said words, and I kind of stared at it for a second, and then yoinked it and really wanted to run away with it after saying yes.
Both avid gamers, the couple initially met while gaming online, and 10 years later, they're still together. Gabby says the gaming community she's a part of was crucial to her mental health during COVID isolation.
I didn't have friends to where I was, so I would make friends through other means, like playing Minecraft or going online to see if I can draw again, which got me into drawing. It helped me keep my mind settled, and it helps you grow out of a bit of a introverty bubble into more, well, still introvert, but with an extrovert personality. And I have made my own little community.
Harry says tabletop gaming, using board games, has taught him valuable lessons.
The aspect of it was actually having fun, even though you might actually lose. In video games, sometimes losing is not a great feeling, but it's actually a great experience to actually know how to bounce back. Tabletop, if you lose, oh well, you just got to do it again. You should do better next time. But at least you're having more fun and knowing that you've got people around you that actually are having the same experience and having a laugh about it.
PAX Australia co-curator Alice Clark says COVID isolation changed the industry and the gaming community is becoming more inclusive and welcoming of people from diverse backgrounds.
We've gotten a lot of feedback of people who are saying that they were feeling so isolated and getting really depressed until they logged onto a multiplayer game and found their community and found a new passion, and that's been really beautiful. It's a complete escape. But it's also a way to connect with other people. It can be anything you need it to be, in much the same way that film can be what you need it to be.
Georgia Simmons helped to develop a video game with the aim of telling stories about aged care and older Australians. With a background in interactive theatre, she says her aim was to encourage intergenerational audiences to participate and see things from another person's perspective.
So Wayward Strand is a narrative game where you play as a young girl called Casey. It's set in the 1970s in regional Victoria, and your mother is the head nurse on an airship hospital. And so you spend the summer holidays with your mum going up to the hospital and spending time with the patients in the aged care ward, just keeping them company and getting to know them.
She says the game allows people to learn about what can be a confronting topic in a way that's educational and accessible.
Our game is aimed towards younger people, but also we're really interested in people playing this game in an intergenerational way, so like grandparents and grandkids playing together or parents and kids playing together. And it's also a really easy game to play, so we're really excited about people playing Wayward Strand as their first gaming experience. So if you're not that into games or you've never played a video game before, then it's a really good place to start.
Julian Wilton from the independent game development studio Massive Monster says Australia has an incredible amount of homegrown talent that people outside the industry are often surprised to hear about.
A lot of it's like kicking off again. I think COVID was like weirdly a good time for games, just because everyone was in isolation. So yeah, there's been a lot of growth around it. I mean, so many people are just coming up to the booth. They're like, "What? This game's made in Melbourne? What? That's crazy!" Like, no one kind of knows. So that's why we like doing these things, so we can kind of be like, "Yeah, this game's made in Melbourne, and we're here, and we're making it." So yeah.
PAX Australia's Alex Clark says having the festival back has been a milestone.
Good to get back together as a community and see who we've become in the last 3 years, but also so everybody can see that they're not alone. Like, you might have been playing with headphones on, talking to your friends during lockdowns, and now everybody from all over Australia has come together so you can play in person and discover who everybody really is, and I love that.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.